It is one of the most tragic things in our world that children are abused in any number of ways. A case in point would be the rounding up of the dozens of adults involved in a child pornography ring in our country in just the past couple of weeks. Fortunately, there are people working to help these children and young people. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. I'm speaking with Tim Murphy, community educator for SAFE Incorporated, and you are located in Wilkes County right now, is that correct?
Yes, we are. We're in Wilkesboro.
What is SAFE Incorporated, Wilkes County, North Carolina?
SAFE's an agency that offers options to survivors of domestic and sexual violence regardless of age. And one of the new things that we're offering to enhance hope and healing for children is a child advocacy center. And we've recently received word from the National Children's Alliance, it's the national accrediting group, that we're now a provisional member. And this is a center where children get the help they need to be able to heal, and we enhance the ability to prosecute these crimes so we can get offenders off the street.
Wow. Well, congratulations on the provisional accreditation and the work that you do.
It's an exciting thing. And,
yeah.
And, of course, there's been a lot of community effort around this with members of the law enforcement community, the district attorney's office, the school system, guardian ad litem, the local mental health therapists, and so forth. It's definitely a team effort.
How would you deal with a child who's been abused?
Well, the number one message to get across to any child who discloses abuse is, and it's real simple, is that the abuse was not your fault. There oftentimes is a lot of guilt, a lot of confusion, you know, what should I have done? Why did this happen to me? Did I do something to cause it? You didn't cause it. It's not your fault, and that's probably the place to start. And then the big thing that we encourage for children and, of course, sometimes for parents also is therapy, because we know if we can provide timely, evidence-based support for these children, they have a much better chance of healing, so this doesn't become an issue for them down the road when they get older or even when they're an adult.
It'll always be with them, but it will not be something that destroys their lives, is what you're saying.
And hopefully people are savvy to the fact that talking about this kind of thing after it's happened in a therapeutic environment prevents it from becoming the sort of thing that you get hung up on later. Trying to put a Band-Aid over it, not deal with it, you know, sweeping it under the rug is the very kind of thing that, you know, it may fester into something a whole lot bigger down the road. And there are plenty of adults that are in therapy now because they weren't taken seriously. Their concerns and their psychological and physical wounds weren't taken seriously when they were children.
Well, and that's the other thing. Again, this kind of goes along with any kind of mental illness has so long been swept under the rug that we're just now getting brave enough to say, hey, you know what? We need to bring this out into the light and deal with it.
And we're finding the parents we work with are very, very receptive to their children receiving therapy. And, of course, that's one of the services that we provide through a contracted provider. It's not something that you generally have to convince a parent to do. They seem very responsive to that, and they understand that it's in the child's best interest to go ahead and deal with this.
Is there one type of abuse that you see more than any other?
Well, we have all kinds of situations we deal with, including abuse that occurs within the family, abuse between like mom's boyfriend, even abuse that occurs between one juvenile and another. And no two cases are exactly alike. And that's the nice thing about our team is it's got people from various disciplines, and they're able to look at these individual cases and figure out how to deal with them each in its own way.
What would you tell parents to tell a child to keep them safe?
There's several things. To talk to them about the difference between good and bad touch. One curriculum we use talks about that uh-oh feeling. That's that little feeling you get in your tummy that says, that, you know, something not right about that. teaching the proper names for body parts, having family privacy boundaries where, you know, when someone's in the bathroom, that means, you know, when the door's shut, that no one else comes in. Letting them know that although we obey adults in positions of authority, it's okay to say no to an adult if they ask you to do something that you're not comfortable with that involves, you know, a breach of privacy. And I guess one other thing is to let your child know that if anything ever comes up, and this wouldn't be just about sexual abuse, but just anything ever comes up that they can't talk to you about, that it's okay for them to talk to another safe adult. And it might be, for example, a neighbor. It could be a grandparent. It could be a school counselor, trusted family friend. You know, just to get that message across, if something comes up that's so heavy or you feel like it's so much on your heart that you got to tell, but you feel like if you told me, maybe I would be embarrassed or mad at you or whatever. If you can't tell me, you can tell someone.
There are also, I'm sure, signs in a child, if you were a teacher or whatever, that something is wrong.
Right, and they normally would involve sexual behavior or knowledge in a child beyond what you would expect of that age. A lot of the other signs are related to general anxiety, and they could be related to a whole lot of different conditions that might be affecting a child, anything from a health issue to a problem at home. Mm-hmm. And so some of those other symptoms, they're easy to pick up on, but it's hard to pinpoint what the cause is. So when you see a child in distress, the smart thing to do is to ask them, hey, what's bothering you, and see if they'll tell you. The nice thing, and this doesn't normally come out, but child sexual abuse incidence is generally on the decline. And the reason why is partly because of centers like ours that are providing the support for prosecution to get bad guys off the street, but it's also because of these body safety education programs that are going on in the schools and what parents are teaching their kids. Kids are generally, you know, compared to a generation or two ago, are generally more savvy and more assertive than they used to be. You know, while it seems like there's more of this because we talk about it, mm-hmm. the very fact that we do talk about it is actually raising a generation of kids that are more resistant.
So how can people get in touch with you if they want to know more?
The best place to probably try to begin a contact would be through our website, which is safewilks.org. And we have a parents page there that has a lot of great tips and links for parents to some national resources and an infographic about this issue that if you spend 2 or 3 minutes looking at that, you'll be a more educated parent about this issue.
Tim Murphy, community educator, I wish we didn't ever have to talk about this.
But well, we'll keep working on it so we don't.
There you go. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.